England salutes the Commonwealth in Sanj. A distant bugle. Australia, Australia, I think of you each day. Australia, Australia, at work or at play. We think of you in the morning and in the evening too. We even wake up at midnight so that we cannot think of your Australia, Australia, though we're millions of miles apart. Remember, if ever we chase you, you've got a jolly good start.
It was 1950 in England, but still only 1861 in Australia. Such is the difference in time twixt these two great countries. The Australian bush, 1860. The Ned Kellys are seated astride their breakfast.
All gone, Nutty. All gone.
All right, Dan.
Drop everything, Australian criminal cobbers. So, that's what happened to the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Hey, what do yous jokers want?
I'll tell you what we jokers want. You've been stealing sheep.
That's a dirty lie. Dan, go and let that dog out.
I'm sorry I misjudged you, Australian cobra. So, you have been stealing sheep. Hands up. Down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. When I take prisoners, I like them fit. Now then, cobars, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to use earplugs?
Hey. Hey, just a moment, Trooper Moses.
Yes.
Let us go, and I'll tell you where you can find your dear old long-lost mother.
Where?
She's in Bathurst Jail, and she's going to be hung tomorrow morning.
Thank heaven she's safe.
Yes, it's all coming back again to me.
That's why we think of you every morning and in the evening at all. We even wake up at midnight so that we can think of your Australia, Australia. We love you from the heart, the liver, the kidneys and the giblets, and every other
I hear you calling, calling to me. I'm coming home, never to roam, back to the vast territory. Alice Springs, I know your answer. Northern skies are blue. So I'm packing up my troubles in my old kit bag and coming back to you.
Alice Springs, I hear you calling, calling to me. I'm coming home, never to roam, back to the vast territory.
Alice Springs, I know your answer. Northern skies are blue. So I'm packing up my troubles.
Thanks very much. Well, the Australian Tourist Commission has asked us to come up with a song that we could perform overseas, a song to help bring the tourists back to Australia. That's right. So we focused on the wonderful wildlife and the fabulous fauna that Australia has to offer.
Red-backed funnel-web, blue-ringed octopus, taipan, tiger snake, adderbox, jellyfish, stonefish, and the poison thing that lives in a shell that spikes you when you pick it up. Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Your life's constantly under threat. Have you been bitten yet? You've only got 3 minutes left before a massive coronary breakdown. Red-backed funnel-web, blue-ringed octopus, taipan, tiger snake, adderbox, jellyfish, big shark, just waiting for you to go swimming at Bondi Beach. Come on! Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Your blood is bound to be spilled. With fear, your pants will be filled. Because you might accidentally get killed.
In Australia, we've got deadly animals aplenty. We've got funnel-web spiders who'll murder you and your family. Under every second rock is a red-backed spider, and they'll kill you just because, I don't know, they're bored or whatever. We've got invisible brown snakes who'll bite you on the foot, and you'll be dead in 7 minutes. Just like that, kaput. We've got the world's deadliest creatures all over the place. We've got magpies who'll steal the eyeballs from your face.
But at least we don't have AR-15s.
We've got great white sharks who'll ascend from the deep and rip you in half with their razor-sharp teeth. We've got saltwater crocs who'll death roll you to death, and sea snakes who'll gladly snatch your last breath. We've got a blue-ringed octopus no bigger than this that just sits around in rock pools waiting to kill kids, and even the platypus, a cute beaver duck thing, has got a spur on its ankle that'll kill you in one sting.
But at least we don't have AR-15s. At least they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic teens.
We've got stonefish and stingrays and sea urchins and shit, and hectic fucking homicidal box jellyfish. And these jellyfish, they aren't even sentient beings. They don't even really do stuff or know about things. They just float around on the whim of the currents, being pointless, non-cognitive, murderous cunts. And if that weren't enough in terms of natural hazards, here in Australia, the sun causes cancer.
But at least we don't have AR-15. They can't end up in the hands of suicidal teens. And at least we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day to bind off politicians not to change old laws.
We've got bull sharks, cone shells, saltwater crocodiles, honeybees, European wasps and blue-ringed octopies, death adders, blue bottles, red-backed spiders, tiger sharks, tiger snakes and lizards that'll bite ya. We got sea snakes, taipans, cassowaries, copperheads, all the creatures of the land and sky and sea that want you dead. Toadfish, stonefish, irukandji jellyfish, bull ants, centipedes and ticks that cause paralysis.
But we don't have AR-15s. And thank fuck they can't end up in the hands of psychopathic suicidal teens. And thank fuck we don't have an NRA who pay millions of dollars every day buying off politicians not to change some law, a law that was written 200 years ago, in a time when it took 3 minutes to reload a single round of ammunition. We knew nothing about depression, and you couldn't fire 45 rounds in 60 seconds.
there wasn't even such a thing as automatic weapons. There weren't 31 mass shootings monthly. But what would I know, 'cause I'm from another country.
Having a barbie by the river, with no one else around. A tropical honeymoon, knocking a 4X down. She was standing in the water, eating a pumpkin scone, when splash, she was gone. And they were doing the crocodile roll, the woman and the reptile, doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came her husband with a gun and a carving knife to slaughter every crocodile for taking his darling wife.
You can't go around eating Queenslanders. I'll turn you all into shoes.
Splash. It was in the news, and they were doing the crocodile roll, the husband and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came his bloodhound with mangy curly hair, picked up the scent, away he went, ass in the air. Then the dog got carried away and ran out on a log, when guess what, no more dog. And they were doing the crocodile roll, the canine and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. Down came a wild pig, rooting all about. The little swine drank the wine and really pigged it out. Then the crocodile chased him round. Then the little pig said, up yours! Into another croc's jaws, and they were doing the crocodile roll. The porker and the reptile doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. There's no moral to the story, just a brand new dance. Grab your partner by the neck and swing your crocodile pants. Dip your toe in the water, are you ready for romance? Swirl your tail around the floor, go on, take a chance. Now you're doing the crocodile roll, stirring up the mud, doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river. They were doing the crocodile roll, stirring up the mud crabs, doing the crocodile roll in the middle of the river.
Told her girlfriend Mary Ann,
I've met a man who says he's an Australian.
Fallen for him, have you, Lizzie? Blushing, shook her head.
Said Mary Ann, don't think you can fool me. And then she said,
is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is it 'cause he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways, and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways, and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Likes my figure, Lizzie then told Mary Ann.
Likes my ways and claims to think 'em what these Aussies call fair dinkum.
Throws a fond eye, talks a bond eye, and he's tried to kiss me twice.
When I've said no, he said good-o, said Mary Ann, how nice. Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways, and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, has he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Soon this wonder from down under got himself right down to biz.
Lost no time in coaxing Liz to promise that she would be his.
He, being well-born, lived in Melbourne, so they sailed at once for there.
Poor Mary Ann, without a man, repeats this maiden's prayer. Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? As he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy, wuzzy? Got you dizzy, as he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Eh? He's a bunch of luck.
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie? Eh? Is it because he is an Aussie that he keeps you busy, Lizzie? Has he jazzy ways and does he make you go all fuzzy-wuzzy? Got you dizzy, as he, Lizzie? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, eh?
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, is he?
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, is he?
Is he?
Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, is he? Is he an Aussie, Lizzie, is he?
Sit up straight, Abbott, and don't wipe your nose in front of me and do that button up. Now, you do know why you're here, don't you?
I don't know why I'm here. No, I'm supposed to be going for a bike ride.
Go for a bike ride later.
I'm going to go for a run later.
Go for a run after your bike ride.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm going to go to a wedding.
Tony, you've been made head prefect, all right? Now, with that come certain responsibilities.
Yeah, I know.
It's a position you wanted for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Now, you promised certain things if you were given the position of head prefect.
Well, I'll do those things. I just haven't had time yet. I mean, I haven't had time to do
them. Well, how are you going with those projects? Now, what? Let's run through them. Debt crisis, stopping the boats, and the carbon tax. Where are you with these things?
Can I have an extension?
No, you cannot have an extension. Have you fixed the debt crisis?
Yes.
How have you done that?
We increased the debt.
You increased the debt?
Yeah, we had to.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Have you spoken to Hockey?
Yeah, he did it.
Well, what did he say?
He doesn't know either.
Okay. What about the boats? Have you stopped the boats?
Well, we've introduced a new rule about
no,
the boats.
No, have you stopped the boats?
We've put a notice up on the notice board down by the prefab. There's a new rule about the boats.
Is this a new rule that stops the boats?
Sort of.
How does it work?
You're not allowed to talk about the boats. That's the new rule. We've got a new rule that says you're not allowed to talk.
Oh, Tony, don't be stupid. If I stop talking about the weather, it doesn't mean to say that the weather's going to stop, does it?
It might. I hope it does. That's my theory about the weather.
Shut up, Tony. Have you got rid of the carbon tax yet?
Well, we're doing that. We're doing that now.
And this is going to reduce electricity prices?
Yeah, it is, by 9%.
No, it won't, Tony. You know that. We're not even in charge of electricity prices. Well, electricity prices are made up by people who run billing companies. Don't be stupid.
I've written to the people who run the billing companies.
Oh, really? Have you got a reply?
Not yet.
When did you write?
1986.
Right. On another matter, I understand you've started referring to Shorten as electricity bill.
Electricity bill, yeah. I call him electricity bill.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's
it is
the sort
good,
of leadership we're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that's
from
good,
you.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Have you told him your dad's bigger than his dad?
My dad's bigger than your dad?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, have you told him he's a big bandy ape?
A bandy ape. This is really good stuff.
Just don't tell him you've got half a mind to thrash him.
Don't tell him I've got half a mind to thrash him.
He might agree with you. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, words.
Yeah, buggers.
They're buggers, aren't they?
Are buggers.
I had a gal, a really nice gal, down in Wroxham way. She wore holly nice to me back in the old school days. She would smile all the while, but that it ain't no all. What she used to say to me behind the garden wall. Have you got a light, boy? Have you got a light? Then one day she went away, I don't see her no more. Till by chance I see her down along the moonly shore. She was there twice as fair, would she now be true? So when she see me passing by, she say, I'm glad that's you. Have you got a light, boy? Have you got a light? Molly Windley, she smokes like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now you'll see her and me, never more to part. We would wander hand in hand together in the dark. Then one night tied a hell of tight in the old backyard. So when I tried to hold her close, she said, now hold you hard. Have you got a light, boy? Have you got a light? Well, by and by, we decide on the wedding day. So we toddled off to church to hear the preacher say, do you now take this vow to honour all the time? Before I had a chance to stop her, she begins to pine. Have you got a light, boy? Have you got a light? Molly Windley, she smokes like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now the doctor tells me a daddy I will be. So when I asked him what's the score, he said, there's only three. So here I go, cheerio, to see how she do fare. I know what she will say to me as soon as I get there. Have you got a light, boy?
I love to have a beer with Duncan. I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate. Yeah, I love to have a beer with Colin. I love to have a beer with Colin. We drink in moderation, and it doesn't really matter if he brings his doll. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Colin, 'cause Colin's me mate. I love to have a beer with Kevin. Oh, I love to have a beer with Kev. We drink in moderation, and he drives me home in his big old ship. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Kevin, 'cause Kevin's me mate. I love to have a beer with Patrick. I love to have a beer with Pat. We drink in moderation, and it wouldn't really matter if the beer was flat. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Patrick, 'cause Patrick's change key. I love to have a beer with Robert. I love to have a beer with Bob. We drink in moderation, just one more and back on the job. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Robert, 'cause Robert's me mate. I love to have a beer with Duncan. Oh, I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate.
Hot pie and tomato sauce, the same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. They say the cooking in Australia is pretty much of a failure. But there's one thing they consume with zest, it's the dish the Australians like the best, and it's hot pie and tomato sauce. The same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. The Prime Minister went to London town with other Prime Ministers to dinner sat down. They gave him turtle soup, champagne and such. He said, it's not bad stuff, but I don't like it as much as hot pie and tomato sauce. Same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. Billy Jones today is 103. We congratulate him on his anniversary. He's had three kids since he was 95, and you probably wonder what keeps him alive. Well, it's hot pie and tomato sauce. Same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. Over at Randwick the other day, 100-1 outsider led all the way. When they held an inquiry to consider the objections, they found that his trainer had given him injections of hot pie and tomato sauce. Same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. Hot pie and tomato sauce. Same again for the second course. From Perth to Sydney, they all endorse that hot pie and tomato sauce. Shoot the bottle to me, love.
How do you make Vegemite?
Please explain.
Well, I'll tell you. You take a bit of this and that, just a swig, a couple of these, but make sure they're big. Put it in a pan or a metal container, add a bit of bite and that's a no-brainer. You need texture and colour and plenty of cheese, add this, add that, and three or four of these. Yep, yep, all of the above. Yes, 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 spread the love. You need sweet and spicy and plenty of zing. Just a combination of random things. Yep, yep, yeah, you betcha. I don't know. Much better. Start this cooking. It's going to get hot. Add a dozen of these or whatever you got. Chop it, slice it, give it a good beat. One of these, two of those, and this will make it sing. Yep, yep, that's not a thing. Add a cup of this and this for a laugh. A whole one of these or maybe just half. Serving suggestion, breakfast, lunch and tea. The finish line's close, just wait until it's free. Follow these instructions, there'll be no failure. It's Vegemite. Tastes like Australia.
In the bad backlands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a great powwow.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I've waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll make disgrace the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The Bannikin frowned, the tribe fell, and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked.
Get out of it!
Nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I like to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came a-knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back.
I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes, never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go. Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw. Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor. Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know what I mean? Learned you to throw the boomerang, you know, first thing first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know, you could be...
Out now on J&B Records, Bob Villain salutes Australia.
I come from a land down under.
Yes, Men at Work are just one of the Australian bands Bob pays tribute to on this unique album.
You should be dancing. Yeah.
The Gibb Brothers.
Let's get physical. Physical.
Olivia Newton-John.
I'm gonna get physical.
And Rolf Harris.
Tammy Kangaroo Dance. Sports. Tammy Kangaroo.
Plus, on
dance.
The same great album, Leonard Cohen sings Waltzing Matilda.
Once a jolly swagman camped by Billabong.
Yes, all of this and more on one great new album, out now.
Waltzing Matilda.
Sunrise every single morning. The sun arise every single evening, spreading all the Christmas around. Oh, Christmas in Australia is different from Christmas here. They have sun and lager. Roger, me a pal, what do you really think? He said to me, Frank, it's easy to see. Just sit right down with enough of soft drink. Called Tiny Kangaroo Down Spot.
Boy, that didn't work out like did in rehearsal. All right, well, listen. All right. Clean that mess up over there, will you please? And while we're doing that, we'll just go over what we got to go over and get a few things straight here. Let's see what's going on. Let's get this straight. This is KBC, and this is the Bit Slap. Number 725, I believe, something like that. But, yeah, we're in Australia. Oh, I can't fool you people at all, can I, after breaking in for 45 minutes? Okay, well, listen, here, we're in Australia, and I tried to put together some artists and songs of, etc., and this is the result. So listen at your own risk. We started out with something called Kookaburra from Ash Dargan, a didgeridoo player. The Goons after that, their tribute to Australia. And a straight tribute to Australia from Jim Gussie and the ABC Dance Band. Okay, come to Australia. We have deadly animals. Okay, it's the Sacred Wire Little Guys. I'm sorry, Scared Wire Little Guys. Okay, they have a lot to be scared of in Australia, I think. Animals in Australia, what I said. The Van Vuren Boys and Jason Farnham. Van Vuren, V-U-U-R-E-N, Vuren. Crocodile Roll, this dance craze they're doing down there in the wilds of Australia. That was John Williamson. And, we'll hear more from him later, too. Let's see. Okay, here we are. All right, Izzy and Aussie. Izzy Lizzy from Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam. From probably the early 30s. Clark and Daw. The Australian politics explained. It sounds an awful lot like what's going on here, too. So, those guys are pretty brilliant, Clark and Daw. They're right on top of things. Let's see. Speaking of on top of things, Rolf Harris. Have you got a light boy? Have you got a light boy? It's actually spelled that way. Have you got a light boy from 1966, Rolf Harris. Slim Dusty, and that was the story of Duncan and his friends. Hot Pie and Tomato Sauce from 67, that was John Milon. And we heard a Vegemite commercial. I have no idea what Vegemite even is, so just leave me alone about it, okay? My Boomerang Won't Come Back, that was Mr. Charlie Drake. He's British, but you get the idea. And then Bob Villain Salutes Australia was the Heebie-Jeebies. Can't tell you too much about them because I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, okay? Christmas in Australia was Frank Sidebottom. That's what it says here, and I'm going to stick with it, okay? So, what do we got? We got more stuff coming here for you, and my next guest needs no introduction.
Hello, my goodness. Hello, it's me, Barry Morgan, and I'm in the organ room, and of course I'm excited. I'm here with my two best friends, Aurora, the lovely Hammond Aurora Classic, and of course Cooker. Say hello to Cooker. Cook, 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 cook. Oh, Aurora's in there with a bossa nova. Now, you've asked me about requests. Well, of course I've got requests for you too, but we'll get to those later. You've asked me, you say, Barry, do you do the girl from Ipanema? My goodness, and I said yes, quite regularly. And I'm going to do her for you this afternoon. So let's just get a little strings going as an introduction. Now we're warming up the feet. That's right. Oh, I listen to that beautiful big bottom end. All right, here we go. So let's just try a little of the girl from Ipanema. We're going to do a drum fill. Huh. Come on, here we go. Oh, let's try this. Here we go. Oh, so expressive. Right, let's try a little bit of saxophone. Yes, we go. Let's try a little bit of trumpet. Yes, here we go. Here we go. Oh, how about a little bit of accordion? Let's try it. Here we go. All right. Reuben. Come on, Aurora. Yes, come on, Cougar. Oh, he's cheering me along. My goodness, how much fun is the organ?
I've been everywhere.
Well, I was humping my bluey on the dusty Oodnadatta Road when along came a semi with a high and canvas-covered load. If you're going to Oodnadatta, mate, with me you can ride. So I climbed in the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, mate, I've traveled every road in this hill land. Cause I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been to Talamo, Seymour, Lismore, Malulabar, Nambour, Mooch, Tokyo, Mormula, Birdsville, Emmerville, Wallaville, Connemara, Connemara, Strathbrown, Prospine, Nala, Dala, Darwin, Gene, Ginniliquin, Machilla, Wallamilla, Burgerville, Cumberilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, but listen here, mate, if you're playing
to... Metabori, Tari, Drillaby, Bamboots, Wumba, Gunada, Kangba, Willamaloo, Dalveen, Tambourine, Ningadin, Jindabine, Lift, Gorgasino, Brigalow, Narramine, Megalong, Wyong, Tuggerong, Wangarilla, Morello, Ocothella, Brindabella. I'm a fellow who's been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my chair, man, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but if you've been
to... Minawulongong, Geelong, Currajong, Malambin, Midagong, Molong, Grong, Grong, Gundawindi, Yarra, Yarra, Boondow, Wongara, Tara, Marabo, Garaganaga, Narabai, Tubara, Golgong, Edelong, Billabong, Kabamata, Paramata, Wongarata, Kulongata. What's the matter? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, look, that's fine, but how about...
Big Edelong, Dandenong, Woodenbong, Ballarat, Canberra, Mulpera, Yundam, Skunk, Flat, Quang, Kari, River, Murray, Kari, Kari, Guru, Wing, Terry, Gold, Stock, Noble, Colorado, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Darago, Bangalore, Windapuri, Kirribilli, Yarram, Philly, Wollongilly. Don't be silly, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Okay, mate, you've been every place except one, and you don't need my help to get there.
Fellas, do you feel like singing a chorus with me?
Yes!
There's enthusiasm for you. I'll give you a rough idea how it goes. It starts off with me going like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. And you come in E, Paul. That's it. And then all together, fellas. That's nice.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his four mates who are gathered round and he says... Cut your hair once a year, boys. Cut your hair once a year. If it covers your ear, you can't hear, boys. So cut your hair once a year. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down.
Ooh,
time your kangaroo down.
You must do the
move. Time your kangaroo down.
Zero, dear.
I've forgotten the words. Take care of me. Make sure. Look out after me. Keep going.
Take care, look out to me,
Momona. Here we go. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo, Ringo. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. He can't understand your lingo, Ringo. So don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. All together now.
Time the kangaroo down, Spawn. Time the kangaroo down. Time the kangaroo down, Spawn. Time the kangaroo down.
I think George's guitar's on the blink. I think George's guitar's on the blink. Well, it shouldn't go ning and ning a blink. Hey, that's really on the blink. All together now.
Time the kangaroo down, Spawn. Time the kangaroo down.
Ooh.
Time the kangaroo down, Spawn. Time the kangaroo down.
Prop me up by the wall, Paul. Prop me up by the wall.
I'll scream and cheer till I fall, Paul, if you'll prop me up by the wall. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, Paul, tie me kangaroo down. That's where it should be, there. Tie me kangaroo down. I keep the hits coming on, John. Keep the hits coming on. At least till after I'm gone, John. Keep the hits coming on. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, Paul. Tie me kangaroo down. I got a dance ball. Tie me kangaroo down. Gives a bit of. That's it. And with this very last gasp, he says, tan me hide when death comes. Chums. Oh dear. Tan me hide when death comes. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and the Ringo's got it on his drums. All together now, tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, Spot. Tie me kangaroo down.
Oh my god, what a phony bunch of laughter that was.
Hey, what about messing up that ending after all the rehearsal we did at least once?
It? But you forgot the words, didn't you, Rob?
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
I'm A lot of people in this country poo-poo Australian table wines. This is a pity, as many fine Australian wines appeal not only to the Australian palate, but also to the cognoscenti of Great Britain. Blackstone Bordeaux is rightly praised as a peppermint-flavoured Burgundy, whilst a good Sydney syrup can rank with any of the world's best sugary wines. Chateau Bleu, too, has won many prizes, not least for its taste and its lingering afterburn. Old Smoky 1968 has been compared favourably to a Welsh claret, whilst the Australian Wino Society thoroughly recommend a 1970 Cote du Rod Laver, which, believe me, has a kick on it like a mule. 8 bottles of this and you're really finished. At the opening of the Sydney Bridge Club, they were fishing them out of the main sewers every half an hour. Of the sparkling wines, the most famous is Perth Pink. This is a bottle with a message in, and the message is, beware. This is not a wine for drinking. This is a wine for laying down and avoiding. Another good fighting wine is Melbourne Old and Yellow, which is particularly heavy and should be used only for hand-to-hand combat. Quite the reverse is true of Chateau Chunder, which is an Appellation Contrôlé, specially grown for those keen on regurgitation. A fine wine which really opens up the sluices at both ends. Real emetic fans will also go for a Hobart Muddy, and a prize-winning Cuvée Réserve Château bottle Nuit Saint Wagga Wagga, which has a bouquet like an Aborigine's armpit.
The delicious spread provides the vitamin B1 your family needs daily. Be sure you put Vegemite next to the pepper and salt whenever you set the table.
in a slack jaw, and not much to say. I said to the man, are you trying to come to me? Because I come from the land of plenty. And he said, oh, you come from a land down under. Oh, yeah, yeah. Women go and men plunder. Can you hear the thunder? Ah, you better run, you better take cover. Sweet off.
Dancing, I can't see no point in dancing. buttercup. Dancing. Does this dancing make me nauseous?
Yep, sure does.
Shake my boogie, grandma. Strap my funky thing. Ride my shaky boogie. Wait a sec, this don't mean a thing. Oh, oh, oh.
Get up, get out. Get up, get out, get up. Get up, get out.
Which one?
Get up. Get down.
D-A-N-C-I-N-G.
G, this boy can spell.
A-N-I-C-N-A-D.
Back to front as well.
Hey, I'm a feeling all the time. Oh, oh, girl, this lousy feeling. It whirls me round and round. I'm dancing across the ceiling. Think I'm gonna throw up.
But now he's gonna throw up.
Upside down.
Oh, better get down.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Meal. That's two pieces of butterfish, 10 prawns, 10 calamari, 6 fish bites, family chips, and 3 tartare sauce. It's only $13.95.
plus 10 extra calamari free. And everything you want from Barnacle Bill's fresh salad bar for only $2 per head.
Barnacle Bill's, why don't you come on over and you'll keep on coming back.
One evening at the local, there were two drunks arguing. The tall bloke wagged his finger and he said a naughty word. The little fella hiccuped. Then his masterpiece I heard.
I hope your chooks turn into emus and they peck your dunny down. Peck your dunny down. Really go to town. I hope your chooks turn into emus. Yes, I do. I really do. And when they peck your dunny down, I hope they peck on you.
The barman said, "Hey, shorty, now what's all this fuss about? You're getting too astropolis. I'll just have to put yours out." The tall bloke's eyes were brimming and his face went fiery red. He reckons he's me copper. Did you hear what he just said?
I hope your chooks turn into emus and they peck your dunny down. Peck your dunny down. Really go to town. I hope your chooks turn into emus. Yes, I do. I really do. And when they peck your dunny down, I hope they peck on you.
Schooner and I walked out through the door. I'd watched a strong man cry and couldn't stand it anymore. But still the memory lingers through the hubbub and the beers. Those famous words of Shorty's, they re-echo in my ears.
I hope your chooks turn into emus and they peck your dunny down. Peck your dunny down. Really go to town. I hope your chooks turn into emus. Yes, I do. I really do.
On you. I've been around the world a couple of times or maybe more. I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when my mates all ask me the place that I adore, I tell them right away. What do we tell them? Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. You can see me in the kitchen, cooking up a roast. Or Vegemite on toast, just you and me, a cup of tea. Later on we'll settle down and mull up on the porch and watch the possums play. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep, a duck, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. There's a Safeway's up the corner and a Woolies down the street, and a brand new place they've opened up and they regulate the heat. But I trade them all tomorrow for a single bush retreat with a kookaburra school. Give me a hand among the gum trees with lots of plum trees, a bong or two of the kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an some people like the houses with fences all around. Others live in mansions and some beneath the ground. But me, I like the bush, you know, with rabbits running round. And a pumpkin vine out the back is your turn. Give me a home.
Veranda out the front, and I'd all
So I did say we'd hear from John Williamson again, didn't I? Okay. Yeah, we did. We just did. And then we'll hear from him again before I let you go for the evening, okay? But meanwhile, we have a processed list here that goes in order, if you don't mind, starting at the top with Barry Morgan, who's, I guess he's kind of a legend. That was the girl from Ipanema. Been everywhere. Was Lucky Star. He's the guy who actually wrote the song in the first place that everybody, but everybody, has chimed in on, and I love that stuff. Okay. Rolf Harris, along with the Beatles. Yes, the Beatles. Timey Kangaroo Down spot. I'm going to guess 65, 66. I don't know. Easy Beats? Yes, they were from Australia. That was Friday on My Mind. They're a hugest hit. Maybe I should do a one-hit wonder on them someday. Friday on My Mind, 1966. Kylie Minogue. Can't Get You Out of My Head. Something about that song. I don't know. And then Chrissy Amphlett and the Divinyls. I Touch Myself. Dot, dot, dot. Australian Table Wines from Monty Python. The Happy Little Vegemite song. A genuine Australian commercial for, you know what, Vegemite. I have no idea what it is. I'm sure I'd like it, which is probably not a good idea. Avicii and the Men at Work. Wake Me Up in a Land Down Under. And what does this say? Hold on. This has something here. I have to go looking for it. It's the Danny Jeff bootleg. The Danny Jeff bootleg. Okay. Just in case you didn't know. The Gangnam Style parody of the Aussie Battler style. Aussie Battler style. That was Fitzy and Whippa. Dancing Up the Wall was Jack Michelson. That was a heebie-jeebies thing. And Straya, to the tune of Hey Ya, the anthem of Straya. Okay, got that. And let's see. Barnacle Bill Seafood Fest. I guess that's a chain down there somewhere. Okay, Frankie Davidson. Frankie Davidson, I hope your chooks turn into emus. That's the name of the song, okay? All right, and then John Williamson, again, Home Among the Gum Trees, okay? So that's going to do it for this week. Next week we'll have another excuse to come at you, and we will make the most of it. Don't know where we're going next week. We're probably just going to stay home for a while. Australia is quite a trek. Anyway, I will see you next week. I have been KBC, and I have been your loving host, and I'll see you next time.
Much deeper than our priceless land. But promises can disappear just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Treaty, yeah. Up. This land was never bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed the law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be won.
from the dreamtime, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the plain. I stood upon the rocky shores, I watched the tall ships come. For 40,000 years I've been the first Australian. I came upon the prison ship, bowed down by iron chains. I fought the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian.
I'm the daughter of a digger who sold the mother lode. The girl became a woman on the long and dusty road. I'm a child of the Depression. I saw the good times come. I'm a bushy, I'm a baffer. I am Australia. We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come. We'll share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australia.
I'm a teller of stories, I'm a singer of songs. I am Albert Mamajira, and I paint the ghostly guns. I'm Clancy on his horse, I'm Ned Kelly on the run. I'm the one who lost Matilda, I am Australia.
I'm the hot wind from the desert, I'm the black soil of the plains. I'm the mountains and the valleys, I'm the drought and bloody rains. I am the rock, I am the sky,
the rivers when they run, the spirit of this great land. I am Australian. We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come. We'll share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australians. We are one, but we are many.
Was a jolly swag camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boy, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a chum buck to drink at the billabong, I've got the swag in, grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Down came the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Up came the troopers, one, two, three. Who's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Who's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a-waltzing Matilda. I've got the swaggy and jumped into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda.